Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:18 a.m. We are joined right now on our newsmaker line by our good friend, United States Senator from Tennessee, Bill Hagerty. Good morning, Senator Hagerty.
Good morning. Great to be on with you this morning. Thank you.
So yesterday, your colleague from Tennessee in the United States Senate, Marsha Blackburn, landed in Taiwan. Did you have any advance notice that Senator Blackburn would visit Taiwan?
Certainly. Marsha Blackburn and I talked about this before she departed the United States. I think you know Senator Blackburn very well. She's not one to be intimidated. She is a member of the Armed Services Committee. She's going to go where she needs to go to do her job effectively. Taiwan is one of the most, grave national security concerns that we have. So I'm very pleased to see Senator Blackburn there. I keep her in my prayers as she travels there because, as you know, it's a tense area right now. But as I say again, Marsha Blackburn knows exactly what she's doing. She's not to be intimidated, and she's doing her job.
And, of course, you were the former United States ambassador to Japan, so you know that area of the world quite well. You're spending your August recess on another area that you know quite well, which is economic development in Tennessee. You're taking a tour of the state to visit workers, entrepreneurs, and businessmen and women. Tell us about that tour. Where have you visited, and what are you learning?
So this is my annual economic tour that I do every August, and I've been to West Tennessee, to Middle Tennessee, to East Tennessee, where I am today. I was in Chattanooga, Vanor. I'm in Knoxville right now. Last week I was up in Northeast Tennessee, but basically moving around the state, talking with farmers, talking with small business owners, talking with workers, trying to understand what we're doing at the federal level that is either helping or getting in the way of their economic success and of their family success. It's been an eye-opening visit. Many of the folks here have told me things that I have known, but they've emphasized the fact that employers are tired of competing with the federal government. If you look at the value of the aid that one can get by not working, it's significant. And many people are deciding not to enter the workforce, particularly at the entry level. So we have a vast number of jobs that are open. We need to change these policies. You got, at the same time, a Biden administration that's just trying to create more dependency. I mean, look at what they've done with the student loan forgiveness madness that they've come up with. This is, there are many challenges, but I'll say this. Tennessee is doing far better than other states in the nation. And while we have our challenges, particularly getting people back to work, particularly with inflation that has been precipitated by this administration, things are far better in Tennessee than they are most places, and I could not be more honored than to represent this great state.
So it sounds to me like there has been a bit of a change over the past 2 years, and certainly over the past year, in terms of the employers finding people willing to do the work. Is that basically one of the key messages that you're getting from the folks that are running businesses here in the state of Tennessee?
Yeah. And it's at two levels. At the most skilled level, what happened was a number of people just retired rather than come back to work after things opened up in the pandemic. So I think they call it the Great Retirement across America. But many skilled workers have decided to take retirement. Many people who had children that weren't able to go to school, Michael, somebody had to stay home to look after their kids. That's a multi-year dislocation thanks to decisions made, by school boards in places like Davidson County to keep schools shut down longer than they should. The children suffer, but also their parents who have to stay home and change their schedules and change their lifestyle to accommodate that. It's created a big challenge of skilled workers. At the bottom, at the entry level, again, I'll say this. You have incentives right now. It was exacerbated dramatically by the stimulus spending that the Biden administration put in place when we didn't need it. That set off inflation. And it also created a set of economic incentives that kept people from wanting to enter the workforce. We've got to get away from that. The inflation is basically a result of this inflation, frankly, has been driven more by the Biden administration's war on energy here in America, driving gas prices through the roof. We have to compete, and we have to commute in Tennessee. That inflationary pressure has resulted in what is, in effect, a net wage decrease after inflation when you look at what's happening across our state and across the nation. Inflation is outstripping any wage increases that we're seeing, and this is creating the most pernicious tax of all that's touching all Tennesseans.
So, you know, here, as you know, obviously there are three grand divisions in Tennessee, the three stars on our state flag, West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee. You're up in East Tennessee today, but you've visited all three of the grand divisions on your tour. Are you noticing any differences between West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and East Tennessee in the current economic circumstances?
Certainly, but there's a commonality to it. Here in East Tennessee, I've spoken with many manufacturers. I was visiting with Yamaha jet boat manufacturers yesterday in Vonore. There is $500 million worth of inventory sitting in their lot waiting for components that aren't there because of gaps in their supply chain. They're missing a part here, they're missing a semiconductor there, they're missing a chip. They can't deliver the product. Demand has gone up. They can't service that demand. One, they're having difficulty finding workers, as I mentioned. But two, they're having real challenges in their supply chains because that worker challenge, the problem with sourcing things from China, has resulted in dislocations in supply chains. That impacts a manufacturer, as I described, in the fact that they can't deliver the final product. The same is true in Middle Tennessee. At Spring Hill, if you go to the Cadillac facility there, they're rolling the new Lyrics off the line. That's the newest model of SUV that's electronic vehicle. But there is a field full of last year's models that they have not yet been able to deliver because they're missing the chips that they need. You go to West Tennessee, the problem there is a huge compression in their profit margins because the cost of fertilizer, the cost of diesel fuel has gone through the roof, again, thanks to the Biden administration's war on energy. You want to make fertilizer, you've got to have energy. You can't do it without raising the prices given what the Biden administration has done. And they've seen their margins collapse in the ag sector. Prices have gone up, no question about that, but their costs have gone through the roof. So the problems are similar, although it's impacting folks in a little bit different way, depending on where you are in Tennessee.
As a United States senator, there's only 100 of them out there. You're one of them. What is the number one thing you can do to address these economic development problems that are impacting small businesses and businesses throughout the state of Tennessee?
Well, though there are 100 United States senators, there are not many of us that have a business background like I do. And when I got to the United States Senate, I started asking myself, what can I do to begin to alleviate some of these problems as they were emerging? One of the things that I think we're all aware of, and I just mentioned it, is that there is a real problem with getting semiconductor chips here in America. If you think about where Marsha Blackburn is today in Taiwan, there's a big strategic issue as well because most of the semiconductor chips in the world come from Taiwan. We have a real problem when we have those chips manufactured outside of America rather than here. And so I started calling up the CEOs of chip manufacturing companies around the world and asking them, why don't they manufacture semiconductor chips here in America? We design them here, but they're manufactured in China, they're manufactured in Taiwan, they're manufactured in parts of Europe. Here's what they told me. It takes between 5 and 6 years just to get a permit for a chip fabrication facility in America. Can you imagine that? It takes longer to get a permit than it took us to win World War II. Why is that, I asked. Well, these chip fabrication facilities are massive facilities, Michael. You can spend up to $50 billion on a chip fabrication plant. Massive amounts of electricity, massive amounts of water and chemicals are required. That means a lot of federal permits. But the way the federal government decides to approach things is you've got to clear this gate, get through that one before we'll go to the next one. And so they handle every one of these permits in series. I put together legislation, and I passed it through a Democrat-controlled Senate. I passed it through a Democrat-controlled House of Representatives, and President Biden signed it last week to take that 5 to 6 year process of permitting down to 18 months. That makes us competitive as a nation. That passed last week, and you will not hear this in the national news media. You think about it. This is exactly the type of thing that you need people like me serving the United States Senate to do. This will fix our chip problem in the medium to long term.
Last question for you. So you're in D.C., the D.C. area. You're also in Tennessee. Your family, is your family living here in Tennessee, up there in D.C.? And what's the difference between living in suburban D.C. and in Middle Tennessee?
Well, I try to keep my family out of D.C. as much as possible. I just commute back home every week to be with my family. It's hard to do it because Chuck Schumer creates a crisis a week.
That's a good line, by the way. You should keep that line. That's a good one.
but I can't tell you how honored I am to be from Tennessee. And I think my colleagues envy me. You see people voting with their feet, moving from states like Illinois, California, New York, to Tennessee. The reason is we appreciate liberty. We appreciate freedom. We've created a business climate that actually allows businesses to thrive and succeed. It comes home to me every time I get back and land in Tennessee that this is the state that everyone wants to be from, and it's a huge honor to represent Tennessee.
All I have to say to that is, amen, brother. Thank you, Senator
Great
Bill Hagerty, for joining us today. We'll talk to you again soon. When we come back, we'll have more with the original star panelist, Crom Carmichael.
Somebody say keep on rocking.